hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Enjoying the California weather.
Say that again.
Enjoying the California weather.
Yeah, I see. When did you get out there?
Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Cali life. How you liking it?
It's pretty good. I haven't done a whole lot, just kind of settling in right now.
True that. You in L.A.?
No, right now I'm in Ventura, or Oxnard.
Oxnard, oh, okay. So you staying out there? You living out there?
Nope, just till I get on my feet. Got to find a place to live. It was a little hard to do over the internet from Florida, so...
But you're staying in Cali, though. That's the plan.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, shit. So you must start working on movies in no time.
Yeah. We'll see about that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I know the people that are actually in LA, they're definitely, like, at least, like, some alumni I know are, like, already PA'ing and working in the art department and whatnot.
Yeah, well, that's the goal. I just gotta get to the city or get to a surrounding area.
Yeah.
So it's not as easy as it looks.
Let me tell definitely you not. Nope. No. I am still here in Florida, so I feel you on that.
Yeah, but you're still doing stuff with NXT, right?
No. Now I'm working at Florida Man Radio.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so just trying to stay busy, you know.
Well, you got to, otherwise you're not having fun.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, why did we go to school for a word?
Right.
Man, so what have you been doing after you graduated? I probably haven't seen you since I did the cooking show at Waddy's house.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. That was so much fun.
Veggie wraps,
yep.
And you brought your dog.
They weren't too bad.
You still got your dog?
Yep, still got Max, and he's a year and a half old now.
Okay.
Time has flown. I feel like he's one, you know, like a kid. And I'm just like, stop growing.
Wow. Yeah, I'm actually dog sitting right now as we speak, too.
Oh, what kind of dog?
Pitbull.
Oh, my God. I love pitties.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good girl. Her name is Shelly.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, man. So life after Full Sail. What have you been doing up until you find Sail after this? I'm going to Cali.
Well, after we graduated, I worked on a film with Waddy in the art department, doing the film called Blood Hunt with Van Manson and Justin Connors at the helm. And it's a vampire movie. It's pretty dope. We got to do a lot of stunts and a lot of really cool things I'd never done before. So that was, to be honest, probably the most fun thing I've done so far. You know, I love the stuff we worked on in school, but this is pretty badass stuff. I don't know if I can actually talk about it yet or not because it's not released. But
yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that I know that from a production value standpoint, it's probably better too because I know Van's production company, like, they're pretty legit. You know, he's been doing good making his films. And that guy, Justin Connors, I'm not 100% sure, but I think he does live streams on Twitch and stuff like that.
Yeah, he does. So yeah.
They definitely got their finger on the pulse.
Yeah, he edited part of the film on Twitch. They're both very talented people, and it was really, really cool working with them.
What do you mean edited on Twitch? What do you mean?
Well, when it first, we wrapped production and everything.
Yeah.
He took a couple segments, small itty bitty pieces, and just kind of showed how, because on one, we had to pull a girl a stunt as if she was getting kicked through a wall. So obviously, we can't actually pull a girl through a wall or into a wall.
Yeah.
So we had to have, you know, on rope and string or whatever you want to call it. And so he was kind of editing some of it and showing how to get rid of the strings and some of the best things in the editing. I don't know what program he was using.
He was live streaming the editing session?
Yeah. I don't think he's doing it anymore. I think he's doing something else on Twitch. But he did a couple little editing segments and allowed some of the production team to comment on it as he did it.
Oh, that's new age. That's new age stuff. That's the way that Full Sail should, you know, it's not even just the technology. The way we use it evolves rapidly too. So like, you know, like I was thinking about JP's class, how they made us do flipogram videos.
Oh yeah.
And that was cool. I have nothing against that at all. But nowadays, like the similar app to that is TikTok. So like,
I have yet to use TikTok. I've seen a lot of people do it, but
it's for like the really younger crowd. But Full Sail should start implementing that instead of. But I don't know. It's not really their fault. It's hard to keep up with every new way and process of doing things. But the way that he was live streaming like that, like the cohorts. We have like let's say the cohort now. Let's say there's a new cohort and they have a thesis film to create. Aside from creating the Google Drive, like open forum where we could all exchange files.
Yeah.
Like it would be cool if like for every cohort, they create a Twitch account, and that way they could go through the same they could kind of do similar stuff like that. That would be cool.
Chime
in while someone's editing. Yeah. Because like let's say like Andrew or Wadi or somebody was editors. And we didn't really, but we can from different departments because they'll chime in and while the editing process is going on and whatnot. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be real cool. But that was the major project I've worked on. Done a couple things, just small, unpaid projects, but. Yeah,
damn! So you've been staying busy. You've been doing all these projects in Orlando.
Yeah, I did. I did a couple. I'd say after the one with Dan, probably three, maybe four other projects.
Oh wow! Okay.
So just small short films and.
Yeah. But it's still cool that it's been hard for me to find film projects down here. So like, it's cool that you got to still do film while you was down here.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't easy to find, and honestly, if it wasn't for Wadi, I probably wouldn't have found him. But
I gotta have him on the podcast. Yes. Next. He's somebody that he's on my list.
Yeah, no, he would be great.
He's on the list for sure.
So we've made our own little art team because we were both in the Orlando area and just kind of. Attacked it full on, head on, and now it's like if I work on art, it's just not the same because I could say something to somebody and just they wouldn't understand. I'm like, oh right, that was a thing with Wadi, like a communication, like
damn. See you and man, like shit. Wadi needs to get out to Cali with you then, man, because you guys could kill it together.
I tried, as a tag team. It just he. I don't think he wanted to take the leap yet. I mean, I'm literally. Doing this with no idea where I'm going, what I'm doing, where I'm staying. My goal.
Well, just hold down the fort. Hold down the fort, and then when Wadi's ready, he could crash on your couch. You know, I do see y'all being like a formidable tag team. You know.
Yeah, it is. It's.
If that's the case, if y'all really.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it was just kind of great. You know, we all. Went through Full Sail together, so we all kind of knew how everyone was working and what their style was, and it just so happened that we were both really good at art and were able to create this team where one of us could be on one side of the room and another one could be on the other side of the room, and him and his tall butt are like signaling like, hey, I need such and such over here in 5 minutes, can you do that? And like it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, no, that's just I just picture Wadi like you know, helping build the sets and whatnot with his lumberjack self.
Right. We should get him a plaid shirt and some.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. Where he's just hammering away with a tool belt on. Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, that's what's up. So, yeah, then finally you were like, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to Cali, man. It's time.
Well, you know, I'm in the art department, and I also like casting. But because I have epilepsy, some of the things I can do are limited. And in Florida, there just weren't as many job opportunities. People weren't going for it because when I would apply to a job, they'd be like, oh, do you know how to use a saw? Can you use a drill? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I know how to do those things, but legally, I'm not allowed to. So.
Oh, okay.
It kind of puts a jam in my plans, but since there are more opportunities out here, I feel like, you know, one day I could be an art director way down far in my career, but I could also start as an art assistant and just work from there to see how, with this disability, I can shape my career.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
27.
Yeah, you still got a lot of time to develop that career.
Yeah. Because
I'm 7 years older. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
in seven years,
you'll still only be 34 where I'm at now. So, like, you know what I mean? You still got a lot of time to.
Yeah. Well, we all do. Everyone, who says you got to stop when you turn 70? You know, there's.
What was his name? The actor
Christopher Lee, may he rest in peace, was, I think, like 93, 94 and had done over 200 and some odd projects and didn't get in the game until he was like in his 30s. So,
yep, there I was, 33, sitting in class with y'all.
There you go.
I don't know if this is the best segue, but have you seen any good movies lately?
Speaking of film life, set life. You know, I want to say I have, but none of them are coming to mind. So maybe they weren't that good.
So the Oscars is looking kind of light this year.
I think so. With the Oscars, the good movies tend to come out between the months of late September, early, if not late, December. Because in order to be up for an Oscar nom, they have to come out by December 31st.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that people are going to remember because they're later in the year.
Yeah, so, like, off the top of my head, I think the only good movies that came out this year, Spider-Man, Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to get nominated.
You never know.
It's a new era.
Yeah.
What's the other one I was thinking? Oh, It, the sequel to It.
I heard that was good. I produce scary movies, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen either one of these movies, but I'm just trying to think of this year, like what came out that popped in my head.
Well, we all know Avengers is gonna get some sort of something.
Oh, Endgame, yeah.
So, because let me tell you, that was good. That was actually really good. And I mean, I love my superhero movies, but sometimes I think it can be too much. But I think for wrapping up all the stories that have been told so far, it was very well done. So that I would consider a good movie.
I gotta see it again. Like, it's so long, man. So I'll be falling asleep mid movie. But I know what happens. I know what happens with Tony Stark and everything like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away no spoilers or nothing. But it definitely is a great film. Hey, Shelly, the dog I'm babysitting just came in the room.
Aw, he's like, she's probably like, what you doing?
Yeah, because right now I'm sitting in the room because this is my friend that I help him do like a wrestling podcast. I'm sitting in his room where he records, so she's kind of walking through the room like, what is this place?
All right. Max gets all my business too, so it's all good.
But Yeah, man. I don't even know. I guess that's like the probably the top movies out so far this year so far. I know the Emmys is tomorrow.
Yeah, yep, they're tomorrow, and I've seen some good commercials for it. It looks like it's gonna be have a good turnout.
Yeah.
But
the one show that I did watch that is I think is nominated mm-hmm. is The Act on Hulu.
Yes.
You saw that?
Yes, I saw it, and
that was crazy.
Was unbelievable. Like,
Patricia Arquette, she's a savage.
I don't know. Like, I am not a huge Patricia Arquette fan, but well, she did an incredible job, almost unrecognizable.
Yeah, she creeped me out in a good way. Like, she reminded me of a creepy grandma or something.
A little bit with that wig. That was a little trippy.
Yeah. And her makeup, like, oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the acting in that was crazy. Yeah. The story. Yeah. Like, it's almost like, damn, I can't believe this really happened. Like, wow. Yeah, somebody got me right now watching this other one that's similar to that called Unbelievable on Netflix. It's not, I don't think it's Emmy nominated or anything like that, but yeah, it's about this girl that she got raped, and like the detectives keep finding inconsistencies in her story, so they don't believe her.
Huh.
But and then the story progresses, but now the story progresses and it turns out that she really did. Again, I don't give away too many spoilers, but
yeah.
It's one of those based on true event miniseries, like 8 episodes or whatever.
Yeah, the one I've really gotten into, and for those who know me, probably it's not gonna be a big surprise, is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh yeah. No.
It's like perfect comedy. It's written by one of my favorite writers, Amy Sherman Palladino, and I think Dan, her husband, was involved as well. But she wrote Gilmore Girls, which is my like lifeblood. And this is like this show. It defies, because it takes place in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it really defies everything you think about the 50s. They put in the stereotypes of women going to bed looking perfect, but they wake up early to put their makeup on and do their hair so their husbands think that they woke up looking like that. You know, but...
Yeah. Crazy, mouth, silly traditions like that. That's crazy.
And the mouth that this woman has on her is just wild. Like,
what app is that streaming on?
It's Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's so good. They're doing, I think, third season. I think they're coming with third season this year. But it's hilarious. Like, you just want to laugh because it's so fast-paced.
It's based on stand-up, right?
Yeah, she gets, more spoilers, she gets divorced from her husband, and then she finds a career in comedy as a comedian, which again was unusual for that time because women are supposed to pop out kids and you know make dinner and have the dinner on table by six.
But, yeah,
you know,
have dinner by six. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I listen to Joe Rogan and he be talking about that show, how it's great.
It is, yeah. I like Joe Rogan; he's pretty good.
Yeah, oh, he's shit. Like, when it comes to all this podcast and stuff, like, he's my idol, man. He's, like, he gets a lot of downloads, man. But he can go, man. Like, he be having, like, 2 guests a day, and he goes, like, 3 hours per guest. I'm like, don't worry, I'm not going to torture you for 3 hours.
Oh, man, it's all good.
Now, I usually just try to go 45 minutes, like, a minimum. And then, like, if it carries over naturally, then whatever.
Yeah. No, that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, just just to give some, like, people could listen to on their lunch break or something, but nothing long, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's, I think it's nice that you're connecting with, you know, all of us that were in school together.
So, yeah, I mean, you know.
Because it literally looks like every single one of us went on a different path.
Yeah, word. You, like, are 100% right about that. There's a few of us that I see, like, that I'm like, oh, okay, you're doing some film stuff. Then there's some people that are doing good, but I'm like, it's, even myself, I'm working in radio. Like, you know? So yeah. I feel you on that. Some people that definitely went left.
Well, you know, people moved away, people stayed put. I mean, it's
but from careers
are all different. I mean,
from my perspective, though, a lot of the cohort like are like in a lot of y'all like in your, are in your 20s. So like again, I hate to beat a dead horse, but yeah, all you guys like okay, still have so much. At least the younger ones still have mad time to figure shit out.
You still got time. You're only in your 30s, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm not saying that, like if I'm running out of time, but I'm just saying like. You know,
no rush
for me. I kind of feel a little bit of pressure, not pressure, but I'm kind of like, all right, man, I gotta like, come on. But
oh no, man, there's still pressure. I mean, moving out here, everyone's like, oh, you're so brave and you're so, you know, forthcoming and you're doing you're going after what you want. But and I appreciate those people that they believe in me that much and they're like, you're gonna do so great. And you know, that's a great motivator, but then you get here and, you know, you're in this gorgeous weather and you're staying with amazing people who are letting you sleep on their couch and then you just feel this pressure a little bit, mostly by family units, to go out and get your career and grab it immediately. But the thing is, those people don't know how this business works. It's not you go get a job and you're there for the rest of your life. It's you go get this job, you finish it in a month or two maybe even a week, and then you move on to your next one. So there's definitely that pressure of being successful.
Yeah, it's definitely unless if you do decide to settle at an office job, like at the Golf Channel or whatever, like it pretty much is a per gig basis, like a per gig type of career.
Yeah.
So
and
the only like I feel like the only one that really suffers in the end is us, as the actual artists or whatever, because in the end we wind up having like fractured like relationships with partners. And when it comes to having kids and stuff like that, then you start having those crossroads where you're like, damn, I can't travel to South America now to do this, you know, this series.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, like in my lifetime, I grew up in theater and film. So it's just, I feel like it's in my blood, but, you know, I got stuff I got to live up to. Not that, you know, for those listening, who don't know and weren't in my cohort, my aunt was Gloria Gresham. She was an Academy nominated costume designer in 1989, I think. And
oh, wow.
So there's a lot of family pressure. And I don't know if they realize they're doing it, but they are.
Yeah, like, she raised a high bar.
You got this high bar to live up to. And it's not that. Like, I don't want to be famous. I don't, like, yeah, the recognition would be nice, but I don't want to be, like, famous and in People magazine or any of that kind of stuff. But it's hard to see yourself as that right now as a 27-year-old. Like, to even try to live up to anything close to that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that sentence made sense, but.
But also, you know what it is too. A lot of times, it's luck of the draw. Because you can work your way up to be like a director or be above the line on a film that turns to shit, or you can wind up being like a PA on a film that winds up just getting nominated out of nowhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So, and then there's everything in between that scale. You know what I mean? Like, where maybe your art department, maybe not the greatest film, but it still gets nominated type of deal.
Right.
Like it's luck of the draw, yeah.
I mean, any work I get, I'm definitely going to be grateful and thankful, because it's just something to add to my experience and enjoy and have fun. And that's really all I'm looking for is to enjoy life and not be stuck someplace. I'm not one. I don't like sitting in places for very long.
Yeah.
Which
I was gonna ask you that too. Like, what would be your ideal like film job, if it would be one where you're traveling a lot or one where you're like in the same studio every day? Or like the same theater or something?
It's a bit of a tricky question. I would love to travel. I've traveled quite a bit in my life. But I think that would be the ideal, is to be an art director on a set, whether it's all over the United States or North America or whatever, that'd be fantastic. Or if it goes overseas into Europe or Asia or wherever, because then you get to see this beautiful world that we live in. And not enough people, especially people, you know, in our age range, really appreciate it. So it'd be nice to be able to travel, just even as a PA for a film, would be fantastic. But at the same time,
even art department, even like art department, because even like Game of Thrones or like Mission Impossible, there's chances you might get offered to, or maybe as a PA, but you know, you might get offered a chance to fly to Spain or Italy.
I mean, and also on the flip side of that though, is, you know, if I do get, I don't want to say stuck in a production office, because that's not the right term, but but put there, and I continually enjoy that and I find happiness in it, then I'm okay with that too. You know, it is stability, and it's nice so that you don't have to, you know, carry your dog on a plane, because I totally would.
But you said the key word, stability, in terms of paying bills and whatnot. It is a nice to at least know that, again, like, yeah, your bills are paid and you know you have a steady income coming in. You don't have to worry about the next gig.
But at the same time, you do that traveling and you become good at your job and you become skilled. You could easily have stability from that and go from job to job to job. The only thing with that is you don't want to get worn out.
Yeah, because you kind of live out of your backpack. You know.
But maybe... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that I think the office job-ish or whatever, so to speak, is probably phase two, like after you get married and have kids.
I
think if you're single with no kids, you almost have to take advantage of traveling.
Yeah, I think right now, maybe my couch surfing life, if you want to call it.
Listen, man, if someone said, Kenny, all you got to do is save before a flight to L.A. or wherever I'm at, and like, you can crash on my couch and it's on you to figure it out from there. I'm already on the next plane.
I mean, I think couch surfing is like a person's segue into possibly a traveling gig. So,
because that helps. It helps out of minimum.
Yeah, you're living out of minimum baggage. You can only have so much, and you got to pay extra for pets, you know?
The minimalist life.
Yes, which is hard for me because I like my belongings.
Yeah, for a female, I'm pretty sure it's a little harder. For guys, it's just like jeans, T-shirts, underwears.
I mean, for this, I have a little Honda Fit, and I drove from Indiana. Took all my furniture.
I was going to ask you about your car. What's your car situation?
So when I moved from Florida, I had furniture from my apartment and everything. We packed that up, moved it up to Indiana to a storage unit near my mom. Easy access to it, and a bunch of my other things. Narrowed everything down to what would fit in my car. Drove my car up from Indiana.
You really did. This is like a true documentary. You really did a minimalist thing right here.
Any extras? They fit in a medium. I made them fit in a medium-sized U-Haul box. And if you've ever moved, you know how big that is. It's not that big.
Shelly, sorry, the dog's barking. I don't know why.
It's okay. But
Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut
you off.
That's okay. Let me go see if she's all right. Shelly, Yo.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, she's just a little skittish since, you know, her owners are not home.
Yep. I get that. I had to leave Max behind with my mom. So, but and my cat, because I have a cat too. So they're hanging out with my mom right now.
Ah, okay. So yeah, okay. So from from there you transitioned from, then you drove from Indiana to Cali.
Yeah, yep. And everything fit in the back of my car. I got a box full of clothes, and a small suitcase. Just bring whatever I need inside, and a box full of, I don't want to call them knickknacks, but like, you know, a water bottle, extra towels. You know, just the little things that I may need. And then my art kit and my makeup kit.
It's like leaving for college.
Yeah. Although, honestly, I took more to college than I did bring here.
How long was the drive?
We took about 3 days. I had my mom come with me so we could trade off driving. And it took about 3 days. And because she's a smidge older. nicely. We had to
stop
at night.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. So, which was nice. I mean, you get to sleep in a bed instead of taking a 2-hour nap in your car.
Yeah, I agreed.
So, which I've done before, because I would drive from Florida to Indiana all the time. And
How long is that drive?
Depends on traffic. So, it's about 6 hours to get to Atlanta. If you hit Atlanta at the wrong time, it costs you an extra hour to hour and a half. And then if you hit Nashville at the wrong time, that's another hour. So I would drive at night. I would leave Florida about 7 o'clock. So just as rush hour is pretty much done, and drive through the night and get home about probably 5-6 in the morning.
It's not bad.
So, or no, not morning, afternoon, sorry. It's like a 15-hour drive. So, if that adds up, hold on. I can't do math. I leave at 7 to 7. So, it'd be like 2 in the afternoon, 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but not here.
This total from Indy to Cali was 36 hours. But you get to see some beautiful land. Everyone says that going from like Indiana or Midwest area to California, or hell, if you even want to go from East Coast to California, that the middle of the United States is just boring. It's just land. But you actually get to see some really beautiful sunrises and sunsets and salt flats and all sorts of stuff. So it was quite an adventure, and it was nice to spend time with my mom, who I probably won't get to see until Thanksgiving or Christmas. So, good little bonding trip.
Sweet. And then what, she flew back?
Yeah, yep. She flies a lot, so she visited a couple friends while she was out here, and she flew back, and then I think she left today on another business trip. So both of us are just travelers.
What, how far are you from LA now? Like where you staying now?
I think it's about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
So, I'm staying here until I find my footing, and I've got some friends, that do live closer to the city. I've got a really good friend that I've known since high school that lives in Orange, and that's only about an hour from middle of LA, of the city. So might go visit him and see what I can find in that area, because I don't think anyone really wants to live directly in LA.
Oh yeah, I heard that traffic is not fun.
It's a bitch.
Wow, man. So you're living that Cali life now.
Yep. Trying to. Florida weather is a lot more humid than here, so it's kind of nice to be able to breathe again.
Oh, man, I could imagine. Living in the jungle down here.
Yeah, it really is.
So are you gonna miss Florida?
I'm gonna miss the people, honestly. Those who did stay, I'm gonna miss them. And knowing my best friend moved down there with me when I decided I was gonna go to Full Sail, and she stayed there and is living with her boyfriend. So I've known her for 25 years, and that was not an easy decision to leave her behind. So definitely gonna miss the people, weather not so much. But I got used to it down there. You know, I knew where the local grocery was, where to get my oil changed. I got comfortable, and now I just uprooted everything. So I don't know. We'll see how it pans out. I may come back to Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, at the end of the day, everybody's only a flight away, you know?
Exactly.
It's kind of crazy how it's serendipitous in a way, how your roommate was like, yeah, I'll just, you know, I'm just going with my friend Hunter. She's going to school. I'm just going to support her, live with her. And then she winds up meeting someone and staying down there. That's a movie, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she, I only got her to go down there because she had gone through a really bad breakup. I was like, girl, everything here in Indiana is reminding you of him. Let's get you out of here. And she was like, okay. Moved down there, and she's thinking the love of her life, and he's a great person. So it was all very fortuitous and just perfect.
Yeah, it's crazy how things work out in the end. Yeah, things always work out in the end. Just got to, just stick through shit, man. Just, yeah.
And if she and her boyfriend decide to move, she's a nurse and she's bilingual, so she can get a job pretty much anywhere.
Oh, snap. What other language does she speak?
Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Very, very fluently. She won't admit it, but she can.
She could order food in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. She could have a full-on conversation. She can ask all the questions that you need for, like, a doctor, everything. But she's a humble person, so she doesn't like to admit that she has an extra talent. Something that not everyone can do. I know I can't.
That's funny. Yeah, man. So what is going to be your first, like, what kind of gigs are you looking for now? Like, just some regular day job? Just anything to get you by, or?
Yeah, day job. My first goal is to find a place to live. I've got some money saved up, so I'm ready for that. But I got to find a place to live so I'm not a burden on other people. But once that happens, find a day job and then get some gigs as PA, hopefully in the art department or as a cast underneath a casting director. Just playing it by ear, really. It's difficult, but I've joined a lot of Facebook groups to help find jobs, and there's lots of postings daily. I've got connections, you know, using that LinkedIn account, and just kind of reaching out and seeing whose attention I can grab.
That's it, man. To stay away from the creeps, from the Harvey Weinsteins.
Well.
Just stay away from the creeps. And, but you know, just play it with your heart. Just, you know, in terms of when you're meeting people. From what I hear, LA is very opportunistic. Yeah. So it's very cutthroaty and very snaky. So, like,
I have no issue doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, just keep your Indiana spirit. You know, keep it so that way, you know, people don't try to pull the wool over your eyes. Yeah. And, just be patient, one gig at a time. And that's it, man. We're here. Couple of entertainers.
We'll get there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So what are you up to? Like, we've been, you know, I don't really know anything. What you're doing? I know you're listening,
nothing crazy, obviously, because I'm still down here. I'm on the same boat as you in a sense, in terms of, like, I'm just trying to save up. And my goal instead of LA is Atlanta. I'm trying to get to Atlanta in terms of doing film jobs and whatnot.
Yeah, there's lots going there.
Yeah, so... I mean, for me, a dream job would be to work on The Walking Dead, but Yeah, that's my show.
I just
still watch
this image of you just standing there with one of the undead, just like cheesing and like, yeah, man.
Yeah, right. Like, mama, we made it. So, but yeah, right now just working day jobs, delivering for DoorDash, and working at the radio station, just doing everything, man. You know, a little bit of rapping, braiding some hair on the side.
Okay.
Nah, I'm kidding about that.
Yeah,
I pour concrete on weekends. doing part-time gigs, trying to save up, trying to make ends meet, trying to put the pieces together. And then hopefully within by the end of the year or beginning of next year, trying to be in Atlanta, doing it up too on set.
We got to dream big, right?
That's it, man. Dream big, and for me, dream realistic. Like, I'm trying to do what I can do within my budget.
Yes.
I don't know if I could do L.A. or Cali yet, but I might be able to, you know, couch crash or make some things happen in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know,
my motto is you know someone who's good at their job and you have an opportunity, just call them up no matter where they are in the country and be like, hey, how realistic is this for you to come and do this?
Yeah.
So, like, you can come crash on my couch. I got you, but you got to get yourself out here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, as long as you got good connections and enough people that care about your dreams and want to help you, not just, you know, family and friends, but those actually in the industry, then I think you can go quite a bit. You can go a long way.
Yeah.
It's all about who you know. You got to stick together, right?
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say before. It's like, I was gonna say we're all that we got, and not even just the cohort. I mean, like, all the Fools and alumni.
Oh yeah.
Like through the cooking show too. Like, I got to meet people. I only did like 9 episodes of the cooking show, but like when you talk about like people like Ian, talk about Sergio. You know, Anand, the Indian kid Anand from India.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like.
All good guys, yeah. You know, we never did, and the list goes on and on
of people that weren't even in our cohort that we all became good friends with on the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, we never did cook together, man. I'm still waiting for that.
Yo, damn. I guess I gotta come do the Cali edition.
There you go. We'll get some seafood. And
I haven't done the show at all. I put it on pause, but. It's still in back of my mind in terms of bringing it back. And it's funny because I'm looking around and my friend has what I need. Like, he has lights, like a nice little lighting kit. Yeah, little production value. That's what I need. I just need to buy a couple of things, like some lights, get like a nice wide lens, different lenses for the iPhone, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just to kind of up the production value a little.
Yeah, because, I mean, that could be – have so many opportunities for you. You could cook. You could be like the – who, like, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg together.
Yo, I remember when that first dropped too. I remember watching that, and then the episode I watched, they were making fried chicken.
Yes,
they had a competition. That was so funny.
Yeah,
but Martha Stewart is the real deal. She had the little thermometer. She made sure the temperature was exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, you have so many opportunities and ideas that could go with that cooking show of yours.
Yeah, and it's funny how you learn little stuff from people too. Like Ian did the same thing. He was taking the temperature on the oil before we dropped the fries in and stuff like that.
Yeah, it gets too hot, you're gonna burn them.
But I'm probably gonna wrap it up soon because this dog, I keep hearing her bark on the side. I don't know if there's either raccoons outside or if she's just skittish because she hears me just kind of talking to myself. It's just like subtle barks, like, burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr. Yep. Yeah, she probably sees something out there, squirrel, raccoon, something.
Oh man, and it's crazy because the owner, he told me too. He was like, yeah, just watch out for the raccoons going in the trash. Ooh, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's all good. And then like a day later, 2 days later, I went to throw something out, and the garbage bag that was in there was ravaged. It was, like, ripped open. There was a rib bone on top of the other bin, like, just sitting on top.
No.
I'm like, oh, God. So, Oof. Yeah, Florida life. Florida life. But on that note, you be good out there in Cali, man.
Give me a ring.
It's been
whenever.
Real, man.
Once I get settled, you can come visit.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, we all got to stick together because as we all get our own apartments and all start moving to the main three cities, we're all we got when the next person comes through. Yo, I'm in town. What's up? Oh, I got my own crib. Da, da, da. Like,
yeah,
again,
exactly.
Like, that's the vision I have. Like, I have the next 5 years, 10 years, like, I could see you, like, you and Wadi having lived together for a few years or, you know,
yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
Like, just different combinations of people, like, you know, so, I mean,
because, yeah,
like, honestly, like, Landry, when I moved to Atlanta, Landry's someone that I'm going to, like, communicate with, you know what I mean?
Just
as an example. And again, the list just goes on, you know, for every city you move to, like, for example, Dominique's in New York. So, like, if anyone moved to New York, they could at least reach out to her and stuff like that. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all can find somebody. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. As we all start to get a little success on our end in each of the three cities, we're only there to help each other out. And hopefully, no one ever turns their back on us.
Hey, I mean, you and I were able to put bridge under the water, or water under the bridge. So we're
yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if that can happen, anything can happen.
Yep.
Perfect spot to end it on.
All right.
And now we're good friends.
It's been real.
It's been good. I remember you invited me to your Oscars party.
Yeah.
And your birthday pool party.
Yep.
And yeah, so like we didn't really get to hang out that much. But again, that's just the whole Full Sail year. That year in general is so short and so quick that
So, man,
we'll definitely get to link up again one day for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. So yeah, be good out there.
Yeah, you be good. I want to hear nothing crazy.
Nah, I'll just be probably saying some wild shit on the podcast, but nothing too controversial or nothing too mean or disrespectful.
Well,
I'll always just talk from
the
heart. You know me. Yeah. I have vulgar language, but I always come from the heart. I always come from the place.
Yeah, you do.
But the language I try to cut back on. You know what I mean?
Even during
this podcast, I try to, you know, I said a few F's instead of the actual word, and I try. You know?
Yeah, no, you're a good guy. You're good.
that's part of life, too. Every day, just working on yourself little at a time.
Oh, yeah.
You know? As long as you're trying.
Gotta grow. Grow just a little bit.
Yeah. No, but I'll definitely see you on Instagram. I'll check you out. Hopefully you'll be doing good, doing your thing. I think you're good. You're already in Cali. That's step number one. So
step number one.
You're halfway in already.
maybe one third. We'll go one third.
Yeah, next one third of the way. And then I'm gonna get Wadi on here and follow up with him, and I'm gonna you know pull his chain about like, yo, what's up? You moving with Hunter and Cali? See what he says.
Yeah.
But all right then. So yeah, you be good.
Yeah, you too, bud.
And yeah, we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks for coming on.
Oh, no problem.
All right, cool. All right.